I want to welcome you to Take 10. I'm Ron Aaron. We come to you every week with a look at a variety of mental health and emotional issues that impact caregivers. Our co-host, Carol Zernial, on special assignment today, not with us, but Dr. Jamie Heisman is here. Dr. Heisman serves as the Chief Compassion Officer for WellMed Medical Management. He's a leading authority on caregiver burnout, compassion, related addictions, and his background in case management and family systems has been the foundation of his work throughout a more than 30-year career. And we are delighted, Dr. Jamie, to have you with us today on Take 10.
Thank you, Ron. It's always good to be here. It's good to connect with our caregivers who are listening and looking for, you know, guidance, facilitation, and just somebody here to maybe help them along the way. It's a challenging journey.
Let's talk about psychological trauma and triggers. In the news, of course, very fresh as we record Take 10 today, is the tragedy, the obscenity that is happening in the Middle East, Hamas's invasion of Israel, numbers of people, untold numbers of people who've been slaughtered, innocent civilians. How does that impact the caregiver who may see this in the news?
So, Ron, this is a great question, and I'm so glad we're addressing it. And certainly it is the tragedy of the day, the absolute hell, damnation, and what's going on in the Middle East. And it's drawing in not just the Middle East, but obviously, as we can see in America, it draws us in. We're all human beings, right? Not human doings. We're all feeling this terrible, terrible dysregulation. We see kidnapping children. We see women. We see seniors. Look, we also saw that, oddly enough, that we needed to look at in some ways with mass murders, right? Uvalde, when a 19-year-old kid who has an attachment disorder goes in and kills all these poor elementary school kids. We see it with George Floyd when he was, we watched in full regalia of him losing his life at the hands of somebody with his knee on the neck. All these things are happening around us as a caregiver, right? As we deal in our own minds with grief, loss, and our own loved one, you know, we have to really understand that the world is very, very random, and that if we're to really keep our own mind, body, and spirit okay, we really need to plan for the randomness of the world. And that means we ourselves have to create boundaries. We have to fill ourselves with mind, body, spirit, health, and wellness. So when crises are happening and triggers like this are happening around us, we can go to our bank account, if you will, make a withdrawal and try to get through that moment with 2 feet on the ground. That's basically it. And caregivers are really on the cutting edge of those who need to understand that.
What is the emotional protection we bank to protect us?
Well, you know, this is all a shared human experience, right? It's just like support groups. We share human experience. This terrible dysregulation, what we're watching, we're human beings, right? It doesn't matter what religion you are, what culture you are. The world around us is showing us that it's unsafe and that we always going to be in fight, flight, and fear response. Now, a caregiver is not just also being triggered that way by the world situation. And by the way, 3 years ago, this was COVID that was doing it, the deaths of our loved ones that were piling up left and right. You know, the caregiver needs to understand that they have to be, you know, as we said in the book, they have to be stable. They have to take their oxygen first. They have to put themselves number one, their mind, body, spirit, their own boundaries, if you will, to be able to be prepared for the collective traumas and grief that's happening all around us, whether it was George Floyd, whether it was Uvalde, the tragedy, that whether it's the Mideast today. We still have to keep our eye on the donut and not the hole. And it's not necessarily our loved one. Our donut is our own mental health to be able to take care of our loved one in a very random world.
Now, one of the things, Dr. Jamie, I hear from more and more people is they are trying to tune out of the news, absolutely rid themselves of the news.
Yes. And I think there is merit to this. This is a healthy balance. Okay. The news is nonstop. I need your eyeballs on me. You know it better than anybody, Ron. You've been in the media longer than I have, and really through radio, understand that good news doesn't sell. Bad news sells. It brings eyeballs. So this trauma is going to be played on left and right by every news group. They're going to have their point of view. We've already gone into tribal world and looking at this. He did this. She did that. Instead of us all seeing ourselves like humanity. So I think that there is self-harm when we watch whatever it is, Fox, CNN, I don't care what it is, 24 hours, go into social media. There is really, really harm that happens. It's a drumbeat that detaches ourselves from the matter at hand, which is attachment, which is to be healthily connected, A, to ourselves, and B, to others. So when we listen to the news keeps pulling us back in. It's that old Godfather thing that, once you think you got it out, and Al Pacino says they pull you back in. The more you do keep these news drumming through and going through, the difficult it is. That's why I suggest to people, instead of doing that, go to the Red Cross, go to a group in right now in the Middle East that's doing fabulous work. Go to a homeless shelter down the street. Instead of watching the news, do something to give back for peace and serenity around you that you can do.
Talk to me in just a minute about what all this negative news, negative stories, psychological trauma does to our brains. Is there a chemical reaction in addition to the psychological, emotional reaction? And if you just joined us, you're listening to Take 10. I'm Ron Aaron. Carol Zernial, one of our co-hosts on special assignment today, not with us. Dr. Jamin Heisman is here, and we are talking about the psychological impact of what is in the news, talking about the Middle East, talking about death and destruction, and how that impacts us. Is there a physical impact on our brains, Dr. Jamie?
There is, Ron. It's such a great question. You're always like the therapist's kind of provocateur. I love your questions because our brains do shift. The chemistry of our body does shift. When I talk to people, at WellMed or anywhere else as the chief compassion officer, I say you can shift your body. Human beings are the only group that can understand through things like breath work, Pilates, yoga, emotional regulation, that they can actually produce hormones called oxytocin that connects their neurotransmitters. So our brain is shifting if we're not bringing in emotional regulation. So when you see this tragedy that's happening in the Middle East now, and it's going to come to our social media if it hasn't already, because I've talked to people right now that they're going to be social media, and you're going to constantly see it. So start tuning it out. Your fight, flight, freeze response, your neurological system changes. Your chemicals get really kind of changing your body. The inflammation goes wild. You have your renal, glands that are sitting there on top of the kidneys that are going to be hitting the kidneys left and right. So your chemistry of your body shifts when your brain and neurological system is brought to that fight, flight, freeze response. How you combat that is to reparent yourself, is to, instead of allowing that fight, flight, fear response to control you and shift your brain, it's to focus on yourself to retrain your brain through emotional regulation and co-regulation, healthy people, healthy groups, giving back. So it's important for us to grab onto a support group. It's important for us to get families that we love that meet us halfway. It's important for us to do these things because our brain is going to shift downward to our childhood experience instead of upward to the place of gratitude.
And for the caregiver, are there things they should consider on how the news may impact their care recipient?
Absolutely, Ron. In fact, more than ever, and you know this as well as I do because we share a cultural experience. My father's a Holocaust survivor. He's alive and well, knock on wood. I'm very happy. He's got a great head on his shoulders. This is triggering him like no tomorrow as a caree. And his wife keep calling me up. Listen, our carees, our loved ones are going through the same thing. They're human beings, whether they have Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, third stage, two stage, doesn't matter. This all affects them. It's energy. So if you're a caregiver out there, whatever you do, A, don't isolate. Don't allow your loved one to isolate. If you're a caregiver out there, don't allow them to see the news and continue the news. Keep talking, keep processing. Allow them to speak to you. Allow them to bear witness to their pain. If you're taking care of yourself, mind, body, and spirit, you'll be able to listen to them. Plus, because you're taking care of yourself, you'll reduce their fear. You'll reduce their anxiety because now they have a chronic or terminal acute illness, Ron. They want to come around a safe place too. So it's important for us to game plan for them because the psychological trauma around them is going to trigger them. It's also really important for us to game plan around us as caregivers.
That's really good advice. Thank you, Dr. Jamie. For Take 10, I'm Ron Aaron. Thank you for joining us on Take 10.